Smelling of Roses by Simon Brett. Episode 3, Positive Thinking.
Morning, Tez.
Hi.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Bob.
Oh, sorry, Rosie. I was in a daydream.
Hope it was a good one.
I'll say.
Good weekend, Tez.
Not bad. Kevin and I went line dancing.
Oh, that's where you all stand side by side and do the same movements at the same time, isn't it?
Not with Kevin, no.
Oh. Good weekend, Bob?
No.
Don't know why I bothered asking. Anything in the post?
This? Press release from a PR called Darcy Philpotts about some guy called Linda Merchant?
Should I know the name?
Apparently he's a very big self-help guru in America.
Oh.
Darcy Philpotts has sent us a copy of his book. No such word as no.
What?
Well, that's the title.
Pretty odd title, because there is actually a word no. I mean, it's the basic negative in the English language, and even in American. When you're offered something you don't want, you say...
Yes, Bob, we've got that. I think the point of Lyndon Merchant's title is that there's no such word as no in terms of the individual's aspirations. It's a book about positive thinking. Have you ever gone in for positive thinking, Bob?
I'm not sure.
I see Lyndon Merchant's coming over from the States and Darcy Philpotts wants us to organise the time he's down here in Brighton. Well, we can do that, can't we?
With both arms tied behind our backs.
Oh, I'm not sure it's...
Come on, Bob. No such word as no.
There is where I come from.
I really think I should move on, Rosie.
What? Leave the company? Leave in any event?
I think so.
It's since Kate's been home, isn't it? That you've been thinking like this?
Yes. Having not had a mother around for 15 years, it's a bit of a shock to suddenly have one around 24 hours a day.
It's been a bit of a shock for me suddenly to have a daughter around 24 hours a day. But I thought things were all right between you two. Kate and you don't behave like mother and daughter.
No.
I mean, you're nice to each other.
Yes, but Kate's such a strong personality. Got so much confidence. She makes me feel inferior all the time. She's so on top of things.
Jo, I speak as her mother, and so I emphasise her good points. But the fact remains that Kate doesn't have a job, she doesn't have a partner, she doesn't have anywhere to live. She is totally selfish and devoid of moral values. How on earth can she make you feel inferior?
Easily. In spite of all that, she's still on top of things.
Oh, come on, Jo. Don't be so negative. Look, maybe you should try this book.
No such word as no.
It's all about positive thinking. Come on. You must feel a little bit positive about something, Jo.
I feel positively useless, yes. I just feel my life's been the same for so long. I need some kind of change before it's too late.
Hell being 18, isn't it? Anything particular that's got you feeling like this?
Well, I suppose that business with the footballer, Lloyd Grattan... I made a bit of a fool of myself there.
Nothing wrong with being a romantic.
Kate thinks there is. She lumps romantics in with other losers, like school teachers, social workers and vicars.
Kate sounds off. She always has done. Don't listen to her.
I can't help listening to her. For 15 years, I haven't been able to listen to her, have I?
And in the States, Lyndon Merchant is huge, just huge.
You mean he sells lots of books, Darcy?
Books are only a teensy part of it. There are the lecture tours, the syndicated newspaper columns, the personal message phone lines, the website.
And what's that called? www.nosuchword.com?
That's right. I tell you, people like Lyndon are going to be the big thing in the new millennium. Have any of you ever explored personal development?
My husband Kevin sent off for some things he saw advertised in the back of a magazine. He tried them for 3 weeks, but... they didn't make it any bigger.
Oh?
I think Darcy was talking about spiritual development, Tess, not physical development. Mind, body and soul.
Oh, Kevin doesn't have any of those.
And what about you? Bob, was it?
Yes, it was.
Are you into personal development? Have you tried to change your life?
No. I'm stuck with the one I've got.
Maybe you should have a copy of No Such Word as No to get
Darcy,
up to speed.
I've got a provisional booking on a conference suite that I think will be perfect for Lyndon Merchant's lecture.
Great. Oh, and his accommodation?
Oh, Tess will sort that out.
Any special requirements?
Lyndon? No. He's the easiest person you'll ever meet.
Good.
Not that I've actually met him, but everyone says that. He's Californian, you know, in the best sense.
Is there a best sense?
Basically, Lyndon's completed his journey. He's discovered his inner child and they're cohabiting peacefully. Lyndon has found his own space and he's happy to live in it. Have you found your own space, Bob?
Well, I've got a flat.
No, what I'm saying is that Lyndon doesn't sweat the small stuff. Do you understand what I mean by that?
That he only sweats the big stuff?
Right, exactly.
You mean he's very sweaty?
No.
I think Darcy's saying that Lyndon Merchant is extremely laid back and relaxed.
That is it. Lyndon's got a lot of everything.
Good.
And there's only one thing you mustn't mention when you're with him.
What's that?
His height.
Because that's the one thing he hasn't got a lot of.
Exactly. In fact, rumour has it, he's actually smaller than his inner child.
Oh, hi. I just came back for a sandwich. I didn't know you were here.
Well, as you see, I am.
I thought you might still be in bed.
If there's any criticism implied in that, Joe, it won't work on me. When I need to work hard, I work hard. In Kuala Lumpur, my average day was 12 hours. Now that I've got nothing to do, I'll do it at my own pace.
Yes. Do you want anything to eat, Kate? I'm making a prawn sandwich.
Nah, a bit early for me. I haven't got my lungs properly clogged up with cigarette smoke yet. Do you want one?
Well, Rosie doesn't really like smoking in the house.
I'm already smoking. She hasn't got forensic equipment to detect that some of the smoke came out of your lungs.
No, thanks.
She'd blame me anyway. I'm the wicked daughter, you're the perfect granddaughter. I like you, you know.
I like you.
Which is quite enough sentimentality for one day, or indeed the whole new millennium. Next thing, I find myself apologising for neglecting you.
You don't need to.
I'm not going to. I don't do apology.
Have you been reading Lyndon Merchant's book?
What?
In his book, no such word as no, he says you shouldn't do apology.
I don't need a book to tell me that. I worked it out for myself. I don't do apology, I don't do guilt, I don't do regret.
Doesn't leave much to do, does it?
Self-indulgence. I do self-indulgence. I need more coffee, and then I've got to go up to London.
Oh?
Job interview. The networking's finally paid off. Guy I knew in one of the Hong Kong banks has heard of an opening in a fund manager's that's just right for me.
Great. Well, I hope you get it.
I'll get it.
What makes you so sure?
Because I'm good. This company'd be lucky to have me.
But what if they don't think you're right for the job? For some reason.
There is no reason. I am right for the job.
But suppose one of the other candidates is even more right for the job.
Won't happen. The other candidates aren't as good as I am.
Do you know them?
I know the important thing about them.
Which is?
They're not as good as me. The job's mine.
Are you sure you haven't read Lyndon Merchant's book?
Kate! Oh, for heaven's sake!
What's the problem?
This kitchen. Look, if you're going to make a sandwich, could you please clear up after yourself?
Yeah.
And you know what I feel about smoking. I can't stop you doing it in your own room, but in the rest of the house, I'd really rather you didn't. Joe's taken that on board.
Oh, but then Joe can't do any wrong, can she?
I didn't say that. Do you mind if I turn this off?
Doesn't matter if I do, it's your house.
Kate. Kate, you're so adversarial all the time.
No, I'm not.
Right.
We weren't meant to live together, you and I, that's all.
Possibly not. But at the moment we are living together, and so we must make the best of it.
Won't be for much longer anyway.
Oh?
I'm starting a job soon.
Where?
In the city with a fund manager.
Great.
Isn't it?
When did you hear about the job?
I'm going for an interview this afternoon.
So you haven't actually got it yet?
The interview's a formality. It'll be a shoo-in.
Ah. So you've only just come home and now you'll be off again.
Don't pretend that upsets you.
Joe's talking about moving out too.
Don't pretend that doesn't upset you.
Well, Kate, when you do go, you will stay in touch with Joe, won't you? She's really appreciated having you around.
I might, but I'll see how things go. As you know, I'm not naturally maternal.
Aren't you? I've just noticed...
What?
This mess. Someone's been making a prawn sandwich.
So?
You're allergic to shellfish. You've been covering up for Joe. You've been taking on her mess as your own.
And?
Well, taking on their children's mess is something mothers do instinctively.
Some of them. Most sooner or later discover nappies.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Darcy Philpott.
Let her in, Tess.
Come in.
And what's more, I bring with me Lyndon Merchant.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to meet you, Mr. Merchant. I'm Rosie Burns, and this is Tess and Bob.
I'm not really into verbal greetings. Let's just all join together in a big hug.
All right, shall I sort of reach down to you?
What?
No, fine, this is very comfy. I often stand at this angle.
Cool. Come on, you too.
I'm not really sure that hugging's my kind of thing.
Bob!
Oh, all right. Look, I can't reach.
Get on your knees.
Yes.
Feel all that good energy flowing between us. Come on, all join the hum.
Bob! Oh, all right.
There. Wow. Don't we all feel bonded and empowered and grounded?
I'm sure you do, but it's not so far down for you.
What?
Yes, of course we all do. It really is great to meet you, Lyndon. And in any event, is honored to be handling the Brighton leg of your tour.
It's good, yes. I get a good feeling about this place, but hey, I always get a good feeling about everywhere. Aren't all you guys the same?
No.
You see, I carry my own space with me.
Well, you don't need much, do you?
That's great, carrying your own space.
Yeah, so wherever I am, I'm still in the same space.
Hardly worth going out then, is it?
That must be very, very comforting, Lyndon.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm one happy human to be here.
Good. Well, if you'd like to see the venue where you'll be giving your lecture...
Sorry, it won't be a lecture, Rosie.
No?
No, it'll be a meeting of like-minded souls.
Right.
And I'm sure the venue you've chosen will be cool for that.
Yes, they do all kinds of stuff. Last week was the Tory Party conference, so no like-minded souls there. but I'm sure it'll be fine. And then there's your accommodation. We've booked you a comfortable suite in a good hotel. I hope that's cool for you.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Great.
So long as there are no man-made fibers in any of the furnishings.
Ah, right. Cool.
So long as there are water filters on all the taps.
Right.
So long as the air's been ionized. And there are no reds or greens in the decor.
Is that all?
Until I actually see the room, yeah. Then, of course, I'll need to move all the furniture around.
Oh, don't tell me, because of the feng shui.
Yeah.
Of course.
Have you tried feng shui in your office? Here. It might help you fix your negativity problem.
No, it's all right. We know how to do that.
Oh, how?
We just send Bob out.
I've read his book, Rosie. It's brilliant.
Oh, good. I'm just going to collect Lyndon from the hotel for his lecture.
The book showed me how I need never have another negative thought in my life. It shows how nothing is beyond me. I'm all-powerful. I'm in charge. There is nothing that's beyond my capacity. It's stunning.
Well, you can tell him that to his face when I introduce you.
Oh, but he wouldn't want to meet someone like me.
Lyndon? Lyndon? Mr. Merchant, are you there? Lyndon? Lyndon? What are you doing behind the bed? Are you all right? Are you in pain? Why are you curled up like that?
My inner child's afraid.
What's it afraid of?
I don't know. It hasn't yet developed the power of speech. It can only communicate as a baby communicates. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Maybe its inner nappy needs changing.
Maybe. It's certainly processing a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Actually, I came to say it's time for you to go and do your lecture. Your meeting of like-minded souls. Well, maybe that's what your inner child's afraid of.
What?
Doing your lecture, actually presenting yourself to the public. I think you're suffering from performance anxiety.
Do you really?
Do you often get in this state?
Yes!
Just before you have to do a public appearance?
Well, yes, I do. Oh, that's a coincidence, isn't it?
Don't you think that could possibly be the explanation?
Oh, you know, I think it could. Wow. You are so wise. You are a wise woman. You're quite a therapist, aren't you? Who is your authority? Did you follow the Freudian system, the Reichian system, the Jungian system?
I follow the Rosie Byrne system.
What's that based on?
Common sense.
Wow, I've never come across that.
No, I somehow guessed you hadn't.
But the answer is in each one of us. Can I do this? Yes. Can I fulfill my potential? Yes. Can I take on the world? Yes. Truly, there is no such word as no. Yeah.
Rosie, I do want to meet him.
I thought you said you didn't.
No, but having heard him talk, I mean, there are some moments in your life which are important, life-changing moments.
And you want to change your life?
Yes, I do.
I was rather afraid you'd say that, Jo.
Yes, if you could just wait a little while. Lyndon, we'll be back shortly to sign books. Come through, Lyndon.
Thank you. Oh, you know, it's a very beautiful gift to be able to touch people's souls.
How did it go?
Oh, I was wonderful out there.
But putting modesty on one side, how did you feel it went?
Yes. Yes, you were wonderful.
Ah, Lyndon, this is my granddaughter Joe. She works with us in any event.
I must tell you, I think no such word as no is absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It's a life-changing book. You must have influenced so many lives.
It's something I've learned to live with. As St. Francis learned to live with it. As Mahatma Gandhi learned to live with it. As Jesus Christ learned to live with it.
I would think it a great honor to follow you.
Of course you would, and you would be right. Well, actually, if you like, you can follow me back into the hall and watch me sign some copies of No Such Word as No.
That'd be wonderful. And do you think it's possible that you do me the great honor of signing one for me?
Oh, I'll give you one.
Oh, dear, pass the sick bag. Sorry, Darcy, I shouldn't have said that. Very unprofessional.
Don't worry about that. I spent the last week with a little runt. Lyndon Merchant compensates for his small stature by the size of his ego, which is only matched by the size of his paranoia, which is compounded by his mood swings and the entire gamut of human neuroses. I tell you, this is the last time I work with Lyndon Merchant.
You mean you're giving up the personal development business?
No way. But in future, I'm only going to work with people who've personally developed beyond the nursery.
I'm rather afraid my granddaughter may be regressing back there.
She did seem rather impressed by Lyndon, didn't she?
Jo's looking for a quick fix, something that'll change her life. So she's vulnerable to self-help ideas.
There's a lot of therapies around these days.
Yes, and Jo's ready to try any one of them. She suffers from an open mind, I'm afraid, so needless to say, all kinds of rubbish flows in and out. But I don't think there's anything you can do about that.
Oh, there is.
What?
It's called colonic irrigation. When I had mine done, it was absolutely fascinating. It's like your past is being drained out of you, and you see it all.
Hi, Kate. How did it go?
It went.
So when do you start the job?
I don't.
I'll switch this off. I'm very sorry, love.
I don't want sympathy from you. I don't want anything from you.
Not even a glass of wine?
Yeah, all right.
What do we drink to?
Perdition to the stupid bastards who couldn't recognise that I was the best candidate they were ever likely to see for their lousy job.
Right. I won't repeat all that. Cheers.
I mean, for God's sake, I was running a whole department out in Kuala Lumpur. I could have done that job standing on my head.
Well, maybe you were overqualified.
Of course I was overqualified. I told them that. But I also told them that I'd be prepared to start at lower money and work under someone else for a while until I took over the department.
So you redrafted the job description for them?
It was a very inadequate job description in the first place.
Did you tell them that?
Of course I did. To save them from making the same mistake another time.
That was very generous of you, Kate.
It was. But then, even after that, the stupid bastards didn't give me the job. I mean, can you think of any reason why they'd behave like that?
Can't begin to imagine.
More wine.
Sure. So, this means you and I will be cohabiting for a little longer.
Yes, how ghastly, as if losing the job wasn't bad enough.
Thanks. You, me and Joe. You haven't asked me how Joe is.
If I was still out in KL, I wouldn't be asking you how Joe was every minute of the day, would I?
No.
So why should I be any more interested just because I'm here? Where is she?
She has gone off as the willing acolyte of a New Age guru.
Ugh. If I'd brought her up, she certainly wouldn't have gone off with some smelly, pierced traveller in a camper van.
The New Age guru in question wears Armani suits and travels by Concorde.
Oh, well, maybe she would then.
Kate, you look just like you did at the school sports day when Veronica Stanley had beaten you in the sack race.
Shut up!
You never were a good loser.
I am a perfectly good loser. It's just that the competition wasn't fair.
Well, I'm sure the fund managers knew the kind of person they were looking for.
Not that competition. Veronica Stanley cheated. She was using an elasticated sack.
Okay. Don't you ever allow yourself to relax, Kate? To feel sorry for yourself?
No. You wanted me to be independent, you got what you wanted.
Yes. But this job, you were so positive about getting it. You'd built yourself up so much. Now you've been shot down in flames. Doesn't that make you feel sorry for yourself?
No. It makes me feel sorry for the stupid bastards who can't recognise my value.
That's my girl.
Here it is, my current temporary accommodation. The space in which I find my own space.
It's very attractive, Lyndon.
Yes.
Why are the television and the minibar on the balcony?
Feng shui.
Oh, wow. I'm so honoured that you're giving this time to me, Lyndon, on my own.
There are processes that can be done in public, and others which only make sense in a one-to-one meeting of souls.
Yes. You must be so tired after talking to all those people.
Maybe I should lie down on the bed to recharge my energy levels. You could lie beside me.
I'm not sure that...
Hey, what is this? You think I'm some kind of middle-aged lecher who'd take advantage of you? I'll have you know, I've reached a tantric plane many levels beyond mere lust.
Have you?
All I'm suggesting is us lying on the bed here, exchanging energy, an out-of-body experience.
As opposed to an in-body experience.
Oh, I wouldn't have put it quite like that, but come on, Joe, lie down. Let your aura slide from the vertical to the horizontal.
Oh, well, all right.
Hey, now, isn't that good? We need a hug. Join the hum, Joe. Let yourself go in the hum. Let your personality melt into the hum. Can you feel our auras blending?
Well, I can feel something. I suppose it could be that.
But can you feel the negativity flowing out of you, Joe?
Yes.
Are you feeling my power taking you over, Joe?
Yes. Yes.
Cry if you want to, Joe. Cry. Let the emotion come pouring out.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, you poor lost child. There.
No.
Oh, there. And maybe there.
No.
And there. And...
Certainly not there.
Oh! What on earth was that for?
It was to teach you something you don't seem to have taken on board, Lyndon.
What's that?
There is such a word as no.
And good for her, Joe told him to get lost, marched out of the hotel suite, and left Lyndon sitting there with his legs dangling over the edge of the carpet.
Like a dog without a bone.
I'm not sure about that, Bob. It's not what Joe said.
Well, anyway... Full marks to Joe. Made me feel proud of the way I brought her up.
Well, I must be off. See you in the morning.
Bye. You're staying late, Bob. Usually off home by now.
I've got to meet this woman in a pub.
You sly devil. Hope you get lucky.
No, it's not that kind of thing.
Ah.
Never is that kind of thing with me.
Oh, come on. You do yourself down, Bob. You're a very attractive man.
Am I?
Yes. And I'm sure with the right woman, everything could work out wonderfully.
But what if I've already met the right woman?
Well done. Good luck to you.
But the right woman hasn't yet realized.
Then you've got to tell her, Bob. You've just got to seize the next opportunity you have when you're alone with her and take the bull by the horns.
Yes, Rosie. There are things I'd like to say to her, Rosie.
So, is this woman you're meeting in the pub the right woman for you, Bob?
Good heavens, no.
Well, you say that, but can you be absolutely sure?
The woman I'm meeting is Darcy Philpotts.
Oh, right. Take your point.
Do you know why I wanted to meet you, Bob?
I give up.
Yes.
What?
That is exactly it.
What is?
I give up. That's the guiding principle of your life, isn't it? Whatever challenge you're faced with, your immediate instinct is to give up straight away.
I find it saves time in the long run.
The world has had enough of all this positive thinking guff. Lyndon Merchant and his lot have done very well, but they've peaked. And whoever spots the next big thing in personal development is going to clean up.
Well, don't look at me. I've never spotted the next big thing, even the next small thing. Apart from Lyndon Merchant, of course.
No, but I've spotted the next big thing. And you're it, Bob.
What?
Negative thinking. I can see it now. Much bigger than positive thinking ever was. Because it strikes a more immediate chord with the way people really are. Everyone's first reaction on being faced with a challenge is, I give up. All they need is to have that reaction validated.
How?
By hearing it expressed and formalised by an authority.
Which authority?
You, Bob. The book, simply entitled I Give Up. The lecture tours, the personalised phone lines. Bob, I've got a problem. What should I do about it? Give up. It's going to be great. The website, www.igiveup.com. Bob, how do you react to the idea?
It had never worked.
Brilliant, Bob. You are brilliant. Smelling of Roses starred Prunella Scales as Rosie, Arabella Weir as Kate, Rebecca Callard as Joe, Duncan Preston as Bob, and Annette Badland as Tess, with Kerry Shale as Lyndon Merchant and Alison Skilbeck as Darcy Philpotts. Smelling of Roses was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.